All right, time for Money in the Morning with Dave Betts from Ameriprise Financial. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Paul, on this nasty Tuesday morning.
Let's get a road report first. Been about 3 or 4 hours since I've been out there. What's it looking like now?
It's actually not as bad as I expected.
Okay.
It's not pleasant by any stretch, but the roads are in pretty good shape. If you take it slow and be careful, I think you'll be just fine.
Take it slow and be careful, just like when you're investing, right?
That's right, exactly.
Well, there's been a lot of volatility in the market, and I know people see the stock ticker go down and they get upset. They take a look at their 401k statement, and they get really upset. But you're here to remind us it's all about the long haul, right?
Yeah, we've had some major volatility. Towards the end of 2018, we had one of the longest bull markets in history. And then towards the end of last year, we really had some volatility set in, and it wasn't a very nice Christmas. Traditionally, December is a very good month for the market, but This year it was not. So we had a lot of volatility set in towards the end of last year, and we've been on a nice upswing so far this year. So I thought it'd be a good opportunity for us to take some time and just talk about volatility and the ups and downs of the market. And the biggest thing that you realize is, depending on where you are in your retirement planning cycle, volatility means different things to different people. So I thought maybe what we would do is this week we'll talk about the people who retirement's kind of far off for, those people that are decades away from retirement. Next week we'll talk about people that are just before retirement, that retirement red zone that we like to talk about. And then the week following week we'll talk a little bit about people who are already retired. So because, volatility, depending what lens you're looking at it through, can be a little bit scarier depending on where you are in your retirement planning.
Yeah. And so if you're a younger investor, you got to look at how much risk you're willing to take, right?
Yeah, that's, I think some of these things are universal. And I think that's one of them is revisiting your risk tolerance, because I think there's nothing like a good old fashioned markets downturn to kind of remember that the markets go up and down.
Right.
We went through one of the least volatile periods of time in history where the markets were just on a nice, we went through the Great Recession in 2008 and 2009. But since that time, the market had been on a very nice ride upwards, and we haven't had tons of volatility. And I think sometimes we lull ourselves to sleep a little bit and forget that the markets do go up and the markets do go down. But there's nothing like a nice correction to remind us of that. And I think that's one of the things that helps you then maybe reassess where you are on your risk level. And depending on your comfort or discomfort, if you will, it's a good time for you to revisit where you are on that risk scale and how much exposure you want to have to those risk assets, and just reassess where you want to be and where your comfort level lies.
I think it's a good reminder for young investors, especially, that get a little discouraged when they see that they're losing, quote unquote, losing money. You're not really losing money, but if the value of your stock is going down, it can be a little discouraging.
Yeah, and the biggest thing that's always for the younger investors, and again, we're talking about people out there listening that are decades away from retirement, you just remember that time is on your side. If you think about it, the longer that you wait, the longer that your money has to work for you, the less concerned you really should be about those market downturns. Because over the long term, the market should tends to return to its value and get back to where it was and recover all the losses. And by the time you think about it, if you're 10 or 20 or 30 years away from retirement, the downturns that we're experiencing right now will just be a little blip on the screen. So we can't get too worked up about those downturns when we have a long time horizon out in front of us.
Well, and let's remember what volatility means. I mean, we're talking about volatility means the value of stocks is going down. That's a buying opportunity, right?
Absolutely it is. And I think, we've talked about this one before. I think the capital markets is one of the very few markets out there that people don't line up for to buy when it's on sale, right? So if we think about if Kohl's is having a big sale, or you're seeing the Black Friday sales, and those types of things, everybody lines up to get those big discounts. When this market goes down, if we think about it in the right mindset, the stock market's having a big discount. The stock market's having a big sale. So if the market's down 20 or 30%, that's another way to positively look at that, is a 20 or 30% off sale.
Yeah, you don't go to Kohl's and say, "Well, I'm going to wait until it's back up to maybe 20% over what I'm paying for it now.
I'm just going to wait for full price.
Yeah,
I don't need this discount.
It's a great point. Yeah,
so
exactly.
If you think about it, unfortunately, in the capital markets, again, it's just that people don't have that same vantage point. They don't look at it as though we're buying things on sale, but really that's what it is. So it's a good opportunity to look at your situation and see, is there a way right now where the markets are down to invest extra capital? Because at the end of the day, it's all about accumulating shares. So when we think about it from that standpoint, when the markets are down 20-30%, it's an opportunity for us to accumulate more shares. Because for younger people, that's the name of the game, is to accumulate shares.
I think a lot of younger investors, too, think, well, I'm just going to do this on my own for a while, and maybe when I get closer to retirement, I'll call a financial planner to help guide me through that. I mean, I think the younger you can start with a financial advisor, the better.
I agree. I think there's no time like the present to really sit down and reassess your goals. You know, because again, we're thinking about those downturns. One of the strategies that you really put to play, which some people are doing it automatically, they don't even know it. There's a strategy out there called dollar cost averaging. And basically what that means is if we're investing systematically, and a lot of us out there listening are, if we're putting money every week or two in our 401k plans, if we're investing every month in our IRA plans, we're automatically investing more. We're investing the same amount of money every time over a set period of time. And what that allows you to do is when the markets are high, you automatically buy less shares. And when the markets are low, you automatically buy more shares. Right. So if we're putting 10% of our pay into our 401k every 2 weeks, when the markets are at a high point, that money buys less shares. When the markets are at a low point, they automatically buy less shares. So that's a strategy that's a time-proven strategy to work. And if it's one of those things, again, if you're saving systematically, you're already doing it and don't even know it. And if you're not doing it, maybe that's time you think about that and say, you know what, maybe I should start some sort of systematic savings program to take advantage of some of this volatility that we're seeing in the market.
All right. You can do that with a certified financial planner like yourself, right?
Absolutely. If you have any questions whatsoever, you can reach out to me. My office is right downtown Port Huron. My phone number is 987-5370. I also have a website, Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. So feel free to reach out.
All right. We'll stay on this topic. We'll talk about the older investors next week.
Yeah, next week we'll talk about the red zone, right? So you and I love to talk sports when we're here in the morning. And the red zone, is when we're talking football terms, is the important part. We're right there. And the retirement red zone is those people who are really close to retirement. Yep. And I think volatility means a whole different thing to those
folks.
Oh, for
sure. Yeah, we'll talk about that next week. Thank you, Dave. Dave Betts from Ameriprise Financial. Money in the Morning on WPHM.